Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is the 28th day of April, 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours on this Monday edition. I took off Sunday and re-aired the Willie Nelson interview and part of the Jesse Ventura interview, as well as Lou Dobbs on the Sunday show. And I was chomping at the bit at about 3 o'clock Central. I almost drove in to go on air and not take the day off of my family because so much was happening. So much has been going on. We will cover it all today on this Monday edition. Also joining us to talk about a myriad of important issues is award-winning journalist, best-selling author, the guy that wrote the screenplay and advised them, the chief advisor on the award-winning film JFK. Jim Mars will be joining us to talk about a host of issues. And that is in 1 hour. For the second 2 hours, after he's on with us, the second half of the show, the third and fourth hour, we are going to have Steve Quayle, survivalist, radio talk show host, author in his own right, joining us for 2 hours, taking your phone calls as we get into the food shortages, all the different things that are happening, the global government, the move towards an attack on Iran. Steve Quayle for 2 hours. Today in the third and fourth hour. That's right, we're now live here on air from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we're here Sundays with a two-hour abbreviated Sunday edition, or the final edition, of Real Talk Radio, real issues that actually affect you and your family. Okay, here is some of the news that I have in front of me today. Obviously, after airtime yesterday, the news came out that a, quote, Iranian ship got fired on by a U.S. ship, and this is just the contractors on board those ships looking for a fight. Remember, a few months ago, they put out the fake audio, which they later admitted was staged, of someone saying in English, we're going to blow your ship up. Get ready, it'll happen in 1 minute. These are the provocations that we see on a daily basis. U.S. ship fires at Iranian boats. We'll break that down. Speaking of boats, AP reports, to stave off terror, feds issue safety strategy for boaters. Now Homeland Security is going to be on even small lakes, rivers. They're asking millions of American boaters to spy on everyone, report beer drinking, report fighting. Everything is terror. They're just recruiting everyone. And remember, all crime is terror. So just the preachers, the truck drivers, boaters, just everyone tattling, everyone spying. And I have a host of articles today in the U.S. and England where they're now saying dogs going to the bathroom in the park and you're not picking it up, terrorism. Folks, I'm not joking. I have mainstream news. Mainstream news. They say they're going to use terror, surveillance grids. You see, it is for the most petty thing. It is for you. This is all for you. They get everybody trained to be a spy, everybody watching their neighbors, everyone looking for Al-Qaeda. Everybody's busy, has this heightened sense of fear, and your sixth sense picks up that there is a real threat. That's because the criminals run the government. You do feel uneasy with the economy and the criminals that run the government. So they go, no, no, you feel that sense of apprehension because of Al-Qaeda. Then you say, okay, let me get them. How do I help? Okay, does the neighbor, do you smell marijuana? That's how you fight terror. And I'm not kidding. We've been to these training meetings that are public. We have video of them where they say America's bad, founding fathers are bad, guns are bad, submit, slavery is good. Those are quotes. Being a slave is good. We played that last week here on air where the preacher with thousands in his congregation teaching it. Submit to government. Being enslaved is of the Lord. I mean, just total bizarro, total insanity, total brainwashing everywhere. Oh, my gosh, it's insane. We're going to cover it all today. Big broadcast lined up for you. Ladies and gentlemen, be sure and stay with us. Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.com, JonesReport.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order, In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with Alkavita. Alkavita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well. Rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients, your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with Alkavita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlkavitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It broke, as most of you know, last week that every major military analyst on cable television and broadcast TV in the news was also being secretly paid by the Pentagon and being given briefings on putting out propaganda and lying to the American people, and then posing as if they were individual people who were giving you their personal views as former generals and admirals and weapons makers, experts. And it's really a propaganda operation within a propaganda operation to even have the New York Times that put out fake stories about aluminum tubes and yellow cake from Niger when they were on the payroll and knew. So the system reports on itself to try to gain some level, some modicum of credibility. Now, let's be clear. Your local newspaper, even in good-sized cities, only has a few operatives in it or fellow travelers, people they choose because they're small-minded, toe the party line, and are yes-men. But when you get up to a Rush Limbaugh level or a Ted Koppel level or the point of where you're one of the major kingmakers up there, like a Bill O'Reilly or a Sean Hannity, you are a operative, you are given talking points, and that's come out and that's been admitted. Billions and billions and billions are spent a year. This really started with Bill Clinton. It was always going on to some extent, but more covertly. But under Bill Clinton, it went public, where they would pay sitcoms, dramas, to have White House messages and talking points and agendas in their productions. But it has broken in the last week that there's another covert operation of the Pentagon. And make no mistake, Sean Hannity, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Post, the Sunday Times of London, and scores of other Rupert Murdoch-owned publications and TV news channels have viciously attacked We Are Change, 9/11 Truth, myself, all of us, in the last 2 weeks. Let us not forget that in tandem, separate from the Rupert Murdoch empire that was clearly following orders and a directive from the Pentagon, and I'm not saying that for effect, that's guaranteed. The Pentagon is attacking us. You understand we're being engaged by Pentagon psyops. I feel so sorry for the phony conservatives out there who don't understand they're being spoon-fed, they're being pacified by Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and all these people. We had Associated Press come out last week and say that number two in Al-Qaeda had put out an audio tape, 2 hours long, on the internet, and then later in the article they said, well, we have no way of knowing it's him or that it's even real, but we'll just have the headline that it is real and that 9/11 Truth basically works for Ahmadinejad and Iran. And then that talking point was also picked up last week. Now notice, they already previously in the last 6 months have said 9/11 Truth, We Are Change, people that question the official story need to be arrested, tortured, taken to secret camps, killed, beaten to a pulp, that we were going to bomb, and oh, look, we did bomb with no evidence, where they say that we bombed the Army Recruiting Center, where we have protested, the Military Recruiting Center in Times Square, and then suddenly they have the provocateurs out with signs in New York saying that, coming to our events. I mean, from Glenn Beck saying, use the military against us and that we're traitors and domestic enemies, to Sean Hannity saying it, to Rush Limbaugh saying it, to Michael Wiener Savage, Beatnik saying it. I mean, you understand, this means we are hurting them bad. They know that we've woken up the world public, that they carried out the attacks, and their minions, their attack dogs, are attacking us. This is letting us know that we are right in there at point-blank range on them, hurting their fraud, their lies, big time. They're very upset that their favorite tool of government-sponsored terrorism, their mechanism of self-inflicted wound, of false flag events, that their big secret, their favorite tool, their favorite of crisis creation and then crisis management, order out of chaos, they are so upset that their favorite tool has now been exposed. But I'm here to tell you that I, in the last month, have been telling my staff, my crew, that I have never felt, and I also go off not just my cold analysis of the facts and what's happening, but also what's in my heart, what's in my spirit. And I have never felt more, I don't even want to say unease or disquiet, but just that we're on the cusp of something very big. And the fact that they're attacking 9/11 Truth tells me, and now having to give us so much attention, And are having major, because they only have a few PSYOP announcements a week. And the fact that the last few months, much of their front burner, you understand the Department of War, the Department of Defense, is spending a large portion of their time, trying to provocateur riots in coming up in Denver, which we're on the front lines of exposing. We're trying to shop their false flag there. We've caught them all over the Canada and the U.S. now. We're beating their butt at every front. The terrorists that are destroying our sovereignty, the terrorists, the corporate terrorists that have seized our country and are using it in the period of exploitation to take over surrounding nations and other countries. We're going toe-to-toe against the terrorists here. I'm surveilled. This isn't a joke. It isn't a game. It isn't fun. This is very serious. Do you understand? This is life and death serious. The Pentagon's main propaganda right now is against us. They don't play games. They've killed over 1 million people in Iraq in 17 years of siege. 17 and a half years. Life means nothing to them. The only reason I'm alive is by the grace of God, and because they also don't want to make me into a martyr. And I talk about this a lot because of people bring it up on the internet constantly. Everyone's obsessed with it. I'm always being asked about it. Or why am I alive? I'm alive because I'm vocal, because I'm out front. I'm not one-tenth as big as somebody like a Martin Luther King or a Bobby Kennedy guy. It took them a while to kill him. It took them a while to kill Gandhi. And frankly, I'm sick of everybody talking about it. I'm sick of it being an obsession point of the fact that I'm not dead, so I must be an operative. It doesn't matter. A, I'm not. B, use your common sense and your discernment if you've got it. I'm telling you, you have power. I'm telling you, you can affect change. I'm telling you, you have the seed of the universe in your soul. I'm telling you to get out and wake other people up and get prepared and to steel yourself against all this, prepare yourself for what's happening. And I tell you, we can win. And I expose the enemy's favorite tools. And I tell the public to stop trusting the media and the government. And I tell you, don't go join big groups, but form your own. And I tell you to resist. And I tell you to wake up police and military. And I energize activist groups. That's the opposite of what the enemy does. What the enemy does is they tell you we can't win. They tell you we're all infiltrated. They tell you that we can't work together. They tell you that we don't have power. They tell you that true leaders are bad so that you don't trust anyone. Well, I'll tell you this. You can trust yourself. You know you're good out there. Old, young, black, white, male, female, Hispanic, it doesn't matter. You know you love your children. You know the elite are tyrannical, carrying out eugenics against you and your family, and that they've got to be resisted. We cannot allow their global government to be put into place, a worldwide straitjacket to carry out their eugenics policies against us. And there's a lot of you who do mean well, who've been deceived and twisted. And a lot of you who have attacked me and committed to attacking me. And so now that you've gone down that road, you can never admit that you're wrong. And so you have to continue to obsess on Alex Jones and make things up in your mind or make giant leaps and then never spend your time fighting the new world order. And so that you will listen to reason, I will say this. Spend as much time attacking me as you do. In fact, maybe increase it a little, just to be safe. But also spend as much time warning people about where we're breaking through. False flag terror. Just expose that paradigm in history, that tool, that mechanism, that reality. So that renaissance, that awakening happens faster. Expose how they're drugging us and poisoning us to the water supply, where it's admitted about the fluoride and the mercury and the shots, and they admit that it's causing autism. Warn people. Spend some of your time warning people about how the globalists want to dissolve us into an NAU. Because we need our full energies right now, exposing the globalists' main programs and operations, instead of ninnying around thinking that there are goblins under every table. The New World Order only has the top reporters. They only have the big kingmakers. And then the mainstream media, most of them, they just regurgitate what they're told. They're in the false math that's been made for their mind, the false paradigm, the virtual reality, the simulation that we're all living in. They're not agents. They are just downloaded the lie, and they're now easy to reach, and they're waking up. I'm going to explain this paradigm more when we get back. Then I'm getting into masses of news, audio clips, Jim Mars. We've got Steve Quayle coming up as well. We'll be right back. This is a revolution of the mind.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Honey, I'll be right back.
Brittany, your husband looks so good tonight.
I just worry about his high blood pressure. He gets uptight so easily.
I know. My Gary has high blood pressure and high cholesterol. I always think about the what if.
Yeah.
Ladies, you need to get your husband's Cocoa Pure chocolate tea.
Chocolate tea?
That sounds delicious. The information is all over the news. Cocoa without the high fat and an extract from red wine are both shown to have heart benefits, including supporting healthy blood pressure and cholesterol levels.
See, I told you chocolate was good for us.
To try Cocoa Pure risk-free, call 1-800-457-9914. Cocoa Pure contains a red wine extract and pure cocoa, and is natural and healthy for anyone. Cocoa Pure is especially recommended for those with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or a family history of heart disease. Call now for your delicious risk-free trial. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Well, there have been riots in some countries recently. What do you make of all of this?
Well, we've had warning for the number of years. Grain stocks have been dropping, I think, every year for the last 10 years, or pretty close to that. The reserves and the environment in so many different areas is being, the pressure being put on it by the ever-increasing number of people and the number of people using more stuff and more energy. That's what's leading to global climate change and the overfishing of the oceans. There are a lot of different problems that are being caused by an ever-increasing number of people in a finite-sized world. And the resources of the planet just can't keep up with the demands. And I'm afraid that this is going to be more commonplace. I think we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg. Yeah. It's very complicated, I do want to say, because agriculture is complicated anyway. And as, for instance, China adds more cars, they need more roads. And the only place to put roads in China is over farmland. So you lose farmland as you increase development.
Yeah.
We're doing it even here in the United States.
Got a couple of questions on you.
So, they're selling eugenics. Sounds reasonable. Oh, we're having food riots because we don't have enough farmland. Doesn't matter if the U.S. just a few decades ago could feed the world 3 to 4 times over. Now we can't even feed ourselves. Big agribusiness has taken over. 95% of the population is not self-sufficient. Only 5% is on the land. 10% is rural, but only 5%. Total, half of that number is even somewhat self-sufficient. They've got it just where they want us. We have the official IMF and World Bank documents. We have the official State Department Memorandum 200. We have the official treaty signed with the IMF and World Bank with third world nations and developing second world nations to reduce their numbers of population and to cut back on the amount of food produced. And we understand and know that. We know that Rwanda was a UN test to kill a minority, 800,000. That's the conservative number. It's really about 1.5 million Tutsis. Used the Hutus to do that. The Christian minority was murdered. And Ted Turner has given over $1 billion to carry out eugenics operations, just like Bill and Melinda Gates have. And, again, they head up Planned Parenthood. His daddy does, but doesn't matter. You hear on the news, they're helping black children. They care so much about them. And that's what we're dealing with. And so that's the message we have to get out there to people. We have been trained to be balkanized. We have been trained to fight with each other. You ever gone crab fishing? You throw a bunch of crabs in a bucket, and if one crab tries to climb out, instead of them working together like humans would do, or wolves or big cats on the savannah in Africa, lions, No, they are a prey animal, so they don't work together like rabbits or deer or anything else. And the crabs will come up and attack the other crab that tries to climb out, and they leave each other alone unless one tries to climb out. And we have been trained to do the same thing. So I'm trying to get you to rediscover the liberty culture. I'm trying to get you to rediscover yourselves, your families, and not feeling inadequate, not letting Madison Avenue sell you on the fact that you're not beautiful or you're not important or you don't have power. Everything they do is about making you feel inadequate, and these superstars on TV, they're somehow fulfilled, they've somehow got lives, they're somehow happy. I mean, people think that movie stars are just in heaven. People think that billionaires are in some type of heaven. People think that because I'm a talk show host, that I'm somehow superhuman and float around on clouds. Not the case, ladies and gentlemen. Put my pants on one leg at a time, get headaches, stomach aches, pay bills, you know, take care of crying babies, change diapers, you know, deal with employees. I mean, all of it. And then you also have this system of where the population hates the elite, hates the, quote, wealthy, hates the guy next door who's got a better car than they do, and thinks that you know, we all have to fight with each other, but meanwhile don't have a real definition of who the elite are, what the elite are doing. The elite hates you. The elite have a predatory idea of who you are. But you don't even know who the elite are or how the real world system operates. I mean, I've spent more than a decade studying this 10-plus hours a day. I mean, I'm constantly researching. And then the mountain of information and understanding is so great, there's no way to even properly articulate it. But just have a good attitude. Realize we can beat these people, but we got to take action first. We'll be right back with tons of news, tons of audio clips, absolutely jam-packed. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Wake up, Protestant America! There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and play this audio of Phil Hayton. This is the BBC News presenter who was talking to Jane Stanley 25 minutes or so before Building 7 collapsed, and they said, Solomon Brothers building has collapsed. That's Building 7. And then they gave the official reason it fell and why it fell, as it did then magically, symmetrically fall. And this is false flag scripting. Two separate BBC channels, BBC 24 and BBC World, and he was working with BBC World, they both reported the same thing as it fell. And about an hour before that, Aaron Brown, who lives in New York, was reporting that it had fallen. And then he's reading off the teleprompter, and he turns behind him and sees that it's still standing. And he says, well, this is strange, but we're being told it's fallen from fires and complete collapse. This is red-handed. Just like it's red-handed that Intel Center puts out videos and audios in their own format, in their own video layer, they put their logo in the same video layer as Al-Qaeda's video projection, video render. Top TV experts, top computer and mainstream news reports. That's just, it's over. Red-handed. I mean, the government is so lazy that the criminals that run our government are so lazy that they put out fake videos in the same video layer as their bug. Same pixels, same placement. And then now they're putting out audios because we track their videos, and then admitting, well, that it isn't even the person saying that 9/11 Truth works with Ahmadinejad. I mean, now Al-Qaeda agrees with the government on every front. You know, Saddam says, I'm not working with Al-Qaeda, and then Bin Laden puts out a tape, supposedly, saying, oh, yes, I work with him every day, we're good friends. See, it's proof, Bush says. So, here is We Are Change England questioning him, and the guy is lying. I mean, you can see it. He's saying, I don't remember. Oh, I didn't go into work that day. I would have known. I mean, how would you forget for hours and hours being in studio on 9/11? He's a pretty young guy. And it looks like he's probably about 60, maybe 59 or so. But the point is, he's very sharp. But he's not a good bluffer. And he goes, oh, yes, I was there. That's right. I dropped my son off, and then I went. But then he says, oh, it does kind of sound like a conspiracy. Now, Jane Stanley says she won't talk to anybody. She says, I've been, quote, harassed about this. I will not discuss it. BBC editors say they made a mistake that day, but the tapes have been accidentally destroyed. Yeah, they just destroyed the 9/11 tapes of that day. And they admit that it is real, and they did report beforehand, but then the detractors come on the web posing as patriots. The government loves to do that. And says, Alex Jones and everybody have put out fake BBC videos. They put out hundreds of these saying, this isn't real. The BBC never did this. They just made this up. This isn't even BBC footage. Meanwhile, BBC admits they reported it early. But it's enough to throw people off balance. It's just like they'll still say Iraq has WMDs on neocon talk radio. Or they'll still say that they've built a fence on the border. Or they'll still say that it's not amnesty. Or they'll say, I mean, they just flat out lie. Oh, there's been a new big development. I don't know if we'll have time to play it today, but we may. The girl in the wheelchair. Now, we have three witnesses. They've knocked the camera out of his hand and broke it. The police report says that Gary was accidental assault. That's what Class C is. It says he accidentally hurt someone. But even with the police report, it's accidental. But when you read the New York Post, Wall Street Journal, it says that he savagely beat the woman in the wheelchair over and over again. See how it has the Pentagon sound? Just like throwing babies out of incubators? Or gassing puppies, and that was a fake video? Oh, they gas the baby lab. Oh, they throw the babies out of incubators. Oh, this We Are Change group works with Ahmadinejad. They need to be sent to secret camps and tortured. That's a quote. They beat a woman. They beat her and 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 beat her. But the police report says she didn't have any marks on her. The police report says that Gary accidentally hurt the father. And they've now gone to the place. They're trying to get the security people to give them the video. They're trying to raise money to subpoena it, the tapes, before they get erased. And it won't matter when the tapes come out showing the guy attacking. The neocons are already saying, so what, on their websites? Good. Glad the dad beat him up. But they have this girl call in the stage call. They always do it this way. Oh, hi, who's this? Hannity says, I'm the girl who they attacked. Oh, honey, you're the one that the 9/11 truthers savagely beat. I mean, this is totally and completely staged. The witnesses all report, and then they knock the camera out of his hand, that he comes down the sidewalk as Gary's leaving and totally changes direction and runs her into him and starts screaming, he attacked her, he attacked her, and then starts wailing on him. Now remember, he was smart too. First thing he went at was that swat of that camera at full power, knocking into the wall. It's broken. I bought the camera. I paid for it. It's broken. And I'm already digressing. I said I'd get to the other thing. It's just unbelievable. These are the same people that told you Iraq had WMDs. These are the same people where the Pentagon has hired thousands of reporters to put out lies and fraud. These are the same people that pay for fake news. But the most Americans don't even know that Rupert Murdoch now owns the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal, Friday, came out and attacked us and said that we assaulted a woman in a wheelchair. But the police report says accidental assault, which itself is a fraud, but the cops weren't sure when they wrote that report if there was video. So they had to be a little careful and say, well, he accidentally hurt the guy. But so see, that's admitted lie, admitted fraud in the New York Post, in the Wall Street Journal. Remember, the Wall Street Journal is worthless. It's been worthless for years, but Rupert Murdoch now owns it. He's turning it directly into a Pentagon propaganda arm. Forget having agents of influence in there. Forget having some Mockingbird agents in there in editor positions. It's now a full rag. Yellow journalism. We're going to play that later today. But talk about breathing down our necks. The AP coming out saying 9/11 truth gets all its info from Ahmadinejad, and Al-Qaeda's saying this. Al-Qaeda helping the neocons. Al-Qaeda, well, yeah, the White House admits they're using real Al-Qaeda to attack Iran while then saying Iran is Al-Qaeda. And then McCain said 2 weeks ago that would betray us. Is Iran not Al-Qaeda? And he said, yes, they are. I mean, that's the Alice in Wonderland world we live in. And I, you know, the sad part is they're not all agents. Everybody on Free Republic, everybody on Michelle Malkin's side, everybody on these sites, they're not all agents. They really believe it. They really think we're leftist enemies. They really think we're communists. They really think they're saving the country. They really think that the Bush is for the controlling the borders. They really think Bush is a conservative. They really believe we beat up a girl in a wheelchair. Because, you see, this is how it worked with the Nazis. Once you invest in something, once you say Heil Hitler, once you say I'm a communist, once you say you're going along with evil, once you've been involved in something for a while, you don't want to admit you're wrong. Most people don't. So then they start editing reality. That's what my dad calls it. They start making excuses, rationalizing. They become delusional, deluded. And they say, oh, no, the government's good. The government's not bad because they accepted torture. And see, evil dictators, they seduce populations. Corrupt systems are very good at this. They put out day one when everybody was scared. Hey, we need to torture people. They came out and gave press conferences saying it. And then people said it all over. And they had the big heroes on the TV shows, CSI, CSI Miami, 24, Spooks, all these different shows. Torturing children in front of their parents to get answers. Meanwhile, in the real world, while you're fantasizing with the good guy, you know, the good guy's torturing a child, the good guy's torturing a family, the good guy's torturing... That's the most evil thing you can do, is torture a child. Torture an innocent, scared child. It's just right out of Jeffrey Dahmer. It's as satanic as it gets, whatever name you want to give it. And they seduced you. And then at that point, you know, when you read about ritual sacrifice and devil worship and mind control, that was ancient mind control. Secret societies were intelligence agencies. And if you could get somebody to go kidnap a child and kill them, they would be so brought over to evil now and so committed to you that they would have to rationalize and get into evil and fully join evil. Why does a gang tell the gang member, okay, to become an outer member of the gang, an apprentice, you know, your Crips, your Bloods, that's what they call it, a bitch, a minion, you got to go out and rob a liquor store. You got to rob 10 houses. And then to become an inner member of the gang, you got to go kill an old lady or an old man, or a child. It's got to be somebody innocent. You got to drive by a playground, and you got to shoot a kid. Or if it's a Mexican gang, you've got to kill a black person. I don't know why, but I'm not trying to bash the Mexican gangs. It's been all over the news. that the black gangs really don't have that as an announced policy, and more than 9 times out of 10, every time I see it, it's the Mexican gangs in Texas, in California, killing blacks. You got to go kill a mayata, a blackbird, as they call them. Very racist, very horrible. And they do. They go out and they kill the mayata. The main mission in L.A. now is to drive, quote, the mayatas out. Very horrible. We knew about this over 12 years ago, but I didn't want to cover it too much because we got to be a little politically correct. We had to wait till the L.A. Times admitted it and it was all over the news. I mean, people couldn't believe that. Well, it's the same thing. See, you did what a member of the Illuminati would do. Some judge or some royal prince who's seduced into this in the 1800s, 1700s, where you finally, the orgies, the sex, the partying, the drugs, the secret knowledge, and then finally you're going to become a real made member. You go in and it's local peasants, supply the babies. They have them in secret, and you go in and you kill the baby, the innocent baby. Now you're a member of the club. Well, see, you are all part of a massive mind control ritual. If you're an atheist, just call it mind control. If you're a Christian, call it Satanism. That's what they believe it is. And so you fantasized watching hundreds of episodes of TV where that was done. Because it was suspended disbelief. You basically took part in a ritual. But the ritual was about changing your mind. You see, let's take a child's movie. Good analogy for people. In episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, the newly, ensconced emperor, he's all deformed now from his own hate destroying himself. Now, there's that symbol. He loses something in this transition. Darth Vader loses his legs and arms and gets burned half to death in the transition. But before that happens, the emperor says, okay, you've got to really increase your power now. You need to go kill all these children. And he goes and kills hundreds of children at the Jedi Temple. And then his eyes turn yellow. Then he's possessed. Now he really is in the dark side. And so that's what this is, killing Iraqi children. All of people watching TV, watching Rumsfeld, both in fantasy and in reality, simulating, watching shows where children are tortured, defending the Abu Ghraib. Limbaugh saying, hey, what's the big deal? They're just blowing off steam. They're having fun at Abu Ghraib, raping women. See, now we're an evil country. Now we can say, hey, let's go ahead and let's have 50 million abortions. Now, I said I'd play all these clips, and I haven't, but I think what I'm covering here is important. You understand how they have seduced you to the dark side? For some of you, it's too late. For others, you can still turn back if you feel any guilt now. If you're laughing and just feel more demonic and more powerful hearing all of this, and you're thinking I'm weak right now because I don't want to kill children, and you're thinking you've got power because you're into that, so you've already been totally taken over by it. You're gone. You're gone. And I want you to know that you are not where the real power is. You do not have the real power. You are weak, and you have been robbed of what your soul would have been, who you really would have been, and the incredible love and light and goodness and strength. You think you've been given some special knowledge? When you're in the light, you have much greater, more advanced knowledge inherently than when you're in the dark side. The dark side is a fraud. The dark side is people being backstabbed, treachery, weakness, greed, avarice, unhappiness, your own sick groups, cheating you, manipulating each other, playing games. You are weak. You have no safe harbor. You have been deceived. And that's why I have defeated, and all of us that love God and love righteousness and love the truth, we have defeated all of you. You have already lost. You think you're strong because you can take a baby and you can slice its guts open and you can poke holes and stab it over and over again? Can you imagine 50, 60 of these people stabbing a little baby over and over again and sucking blood out of it as it cries and screams for hours and hours and hours and hours, keeping it alive as long as they can? That's who we face. Just absolute trash right out of the pit of hell. And so many of you didn't know you were being seduced. You didn't know you let that evil into your house, watching that television, watching Jack Bauer torture kids, because he's the good guy. A lot of you didn't know what you'd been brought into. You've still got a soul if you're nauseous right now. Go ahead, go throw up. Symbolic of getting this stuff out of you. And commit yourself to defend the innocent, to defend honor, defend righteousness, and to defend God instead of serving Satan.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Don't call my name out your window when I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head.
Headline: BBC anchor who reported on WTC7 collapse before it happened agrees there may be a conspiracy. Let's go ahead and play this clip, and we'll come back into the next segment, finishing it up, then we'll get Jim Mars on. Stay with us. Here it is.
Yeah, I did about 20 wars. I spent a lot of time in Northern Ireland, which was a war of sorts, wasn't it? A lot of time in Beirut, the Iranian Revolution, attempted coups all over Africa, the war in Rhodesia, Zimbabwe, and so on.
In 2001, you were also, I believe you must have been there when the September 11th attacks occurred.
Yes.
What was your experience of that?
I was in the theatre, actually.
Really?
On the South Bank at a matinee. And I just got in because I'd done the morning programme. And got in and listened to the PM program, and you're trying to piece together what was happening. It just sounded absolutely incredible. I'm just staggered by it. And I went in as usual the next day for my shift. They don't rush people in and change everything usually, because it's important to keep continuity. And a story of that kind is going to be going on for so many days. You know, you want to keep people rested and refreshed.
Sure.
So I didn't have anything to do with it on the day.
Right. Because we did come across some interesting things to do with World Trade Center Building 7 that collapsed on 9/11, and basically sort of claims that the BBC had reported a collapse of that building in advance of its actual collapse.
I don't know that. I haven't heard that one.
Right.
I mean, the BBC is a big organization. I suppose it's possible. I'm surprised I haven't heard it.
Have you heard of World Trade Center Building 7?
No.
Okay. Because, we've seen footage of yourself reporting the collapse of that building. And that has been time-coded as 23 minutes in advance.
All right, stop right there. Now, they cut to video of him reporting it. And he reported it over and over again that day. I mean, think of how asinine. He's never heard of Building 7. He's never heard of Solomon Brothers building. He didn't know he was there that day reporting. It just continues from here on out.
You may remember Jane Stanley.
Yes, I know. Yes, I know she was a reporter there, yeah.
On September 11th, you were in BBC World Studio.
Yes.
And news came in. I think you were the first, you said... we're hearing reports now that the Solomon Brothers building has collapsed. Do you remember?
Don't remember it, no.
Right.
My memory is not my strongest suit, okay, and there was so much going on. I really don't remember the sequence of events. Yeah.
Well, basically, this is... I'm glad to talk to you, because we're not here to antagonise you. But basically, this building was a 47-storey steel structure building, the Solomon Brothers building. And it collapsed... roughly about 23 minutes past 5 New York time on September the 11th. And it was...
I wasn't in the studio, I'm sure, that day. I didn't go in.
Not on 9/11?
No. As I said, I was in the theatre in the afternoon, and then we drove straight home, and I came back for my shift the following day. That's my recollection.
Now, more on the latest building collapse in New York. You might have heard a few moments ago I was talking about the Salomon Brothers building collapsing. And indeed it has. Apparently that's only a few hundred yards away from where the World Trade Center towers were. And it seems that this was not a result of a new attack. It was because the building had been weakened during this morning's attacks. We'll probably find out more now about that.
And I think it was about 2006... it emerged, this piece of footage emerged, actually of you and James Stanley. And a lot of people said, hold on a minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.